It's coming on my computer. I'm fucking.
So turn off your computer.
That's what I'm trying to do, bitch.
You sound like a dad that just bought a new fucking lawnmower.
Dude, you are so fucking technologically ridiculous.
Fez, I haven't had a fucking problem with this until now.
You've only used it once.
What do you mean, used it once? I'm on my fucking headphones. I can't get my phone to connect, so I tried the microphone.
So right now you're using your phone.
Right now I'm on my phone, but my phone's connected to my computer and the sound's coming out and it's going, ee, 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 ee.
Oh, why do you, okay, undo that.
I just turned the fucking computer off.
Okay.
Oh, now you did that. Good job.
That's what I've been doing, bitch. You're yeah, gonna definitely closing two apps and shutting down. I won't fucking shut down.
Well, I don't mean.
Jesus Christ.
We should keep this in.
Hold on. Somehow you're mad at me.
For being a bitch.
For your own doing.
It's not my own doing. Bitch. You're over there questioning it. I'm fucking doing the things, bitch. I tried my headphones first. I never even tried the microphone. Then they wouldn't work. So I tried the microphone.
I think it was your computer the whole time that was acting as a microphone and not your microphone. That's my diagnosis.
During my setup, it showed it was through my headphones and my microphone, though.
And your microphone. Okay.
Yeah, tell me where my sound input. And
oh, because you checked your sound, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Was Anchor, you know, receiving that sound and action?
That's the thing. I logged in with my headphones and my phone first, and it was in the room with you guys, but I couldn't hear anything, say anything. And then when I clicked out of it, it was like, end recording, which it normally doesn't do. It just normally doesn't let me in the room.
See, I wasn't there, but it sounds like Anchor was not taking your microphone, but your computer was taking your microphone.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, I'm good now.
No, I'm sure we can do it. We just need to do it at not the time. Whatever. Hey, I liked all this.
All right. Welcome to Redeeming Qualities, the podcast that shows not how men use technology, but how friends use technology.
Wow, that means you guys are fucking retarded too.
I'm joined today with Molasses Voice Mark and our inept technological friend Danny. Wow. How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Yeah, he is with that gorgeous ass voice.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm real relaxed right now, so thanks.
As always, I am Fez, the host of this discussion shit show. So, all right, now that we got that out of the way. So, we're just talking about copycat, you know, and like how it used to be like an uproar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, people would steal memes or even steal a tweet and it, like they get slammed for it. But now...
You know what? I just had a whole brain. Sorry. Finish your statement so you can set the tone. Sorry about that.
But now, like with like TikTok, people steal each other's dances with no repercussion. People like I will see somebody do something, and like 3 days later, a different content creator is putting out the same. Like it's not even like you know, like hey, copy my work, but change it a little bit.
Right.
It's the exact same thing, and it's like they pretend like it's their idea. Like I just don't understand what's happening.
Thinking of all these pieces of content, if you think of them all as their own product, or you think of them when you make a piece of art, you're a founder now, right? Which you should be thinking that you're a founder of something, a company you created something, right? Whether it's a song or whatever. Like I read this book called 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. I don't know if you've read it. It's pretty solid. One of the laws is you should be first. Even if you're not first, market yourself as the first, right? And so like the VCR wasn't even, they use this example in the book, so I'm not Mr. Smart Guy, but like the VCR was not the best or the first thing on the market. It was not even the best. But it beat out the other thing because it marketed itself better and it made a certain movie more available to people on the market fast. And so people had to get that first. So on an ethical thing, yeah, it seems even more annoying that people like that are more marketable are able to reap the benefits of the algorithm faster. But like, that's kind of, we're seeing what I guess a free market kind of looks like even on the internet, I suppose. But it is, it's like the need to be original or classic is nothing right now. You know, it just means you can just steal.
Honestly, stealing stuff is one thing, which I don't, honestly, I don't care. Probably because I'm not a creator or any kind of internet personality whatsoever. But I've noticed the one thing that drives me the most nuts is when you watch a video and you could tell it was staged or fake. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, prank relationship videos?
Yeah, prank relationship, or like they're walking around the house and he like walks past and slaps the ass. First of all, why is there a camera set up, bitch?
Come on.
You just got a random camera sitting there.
Come on, we dropped the baby prank.
Yeah, so all of this shit, it's like, maybe it's just, you know, I'm 34 years old. Maybe it's because I'm old and I just, but like, I would feel like the younger Daniel would have also been like, that's fucking fake. Like, well, that shit's made up.
Here, I'll throw a counterpoint to that. I don't think all of society knows that it's staged. You are a person that hasn't been isolated. You have, you know, you have family, you have friends, you've experienced the world. I feel like a lot of these kids whose parents isolate them, they're homeschooled now. Like, homeschool is like, I don't know the percentage, but it has increased.
Well, yeah, the fucking world's a scary place when you got Chuck out there by himself, you know?
And that, and then you watch these people, you're like, well, that's kind of funny. That's how people react to this, because they don't live life. They're stuck in their, they're stuck by themselves. So I think we can tell that it's staged, and I think most of society can tell that it's staged. I don't think all of society can tell it. That
well,
it's staged.
Look, I'll
no,
be honest,
because
there's this couple. I'm not homeschooled. There's this couple that I watch, and they, I know now that it's trash and that they're faking most of the time, but I still watch it for their stupid ass reactions, bro. Because it's just so out of. I know it's fake. I know it's trash, and so it's just become the dumbest level of stuff, like a stupid ass couple on YouTube that
right,
just
so
prank each other.
Advertise for Fashion
Dude,
Nova.
That's all they do. Thank you. Or whatever else it is. You know, whatever thing it is, put their commercial on, but they don't really care. Authenticity doesn't matter. Realness doesn't matter. Originality does not matter. You don't have to be of anything. Like, there was a dude
but
that
the
was
thing
going,
is, it doesn't matter. Like, you got right. a point. It does not. So, like, wow. why be original? That's kind of my counter to everything. Like, why be original if there's like fucking billions of people jumping on the internet? Like, I wanted to actually talk to you, Mark, about, you had gone on about the Black community boycotting TikTok. Because, like, you know, you get these white people that'll go on, take a dance from a Black creator and then do it. And they're already, they've got more TikTok clout or whatever it is. So then people are like, hey, look at this Addison Rae or whoever the fucking top person is. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, they take somebody's dance and do it, and they're going to get way more views just because of the way that's based. It's just fucking weird, man. Like, well, I wouldn't create anything authentic if you could just make dough taking other people's shit. Like,
why
I'm not
would
that
I?
Good of a person. Like,
yeah, why would I when I can make money and I'll sit over here? So, yeah, that's kind of where this. This conversation we kind of gypped, you know, started from it. There was a boycott of Black creators because of that, like you just said. I personally feel like we don't realize it right now, but in years we'll realize that this is like a new frontier. This was a frontier of a different type of output or what is it? You know, outsourcing of goods. We don't even realize right now. Let's talk about how cool Western culture is. Kim Jong-un outlawed mullets and skinny
right.
jeans, G.
Right?
Okay, because he didn't want Western virtues to make it to fucking North Korea, because motherfuckers, that was becoming a fashion
right?
thing over there. Okay, our sauce is dripping. It motherfuckers want to see it all over the world. I'm not saying that other places in the world don't, but I'm not saying that we even do it the best. I just feel like motherfuckers look at America in a light, and I do think that we do some cool shit. Okay. So what I'll say is that right now we're curbing the culture, and a lot of that shit is coming straight from fucking where, like a lot of times it does, black women making dances or talking a certain way, or all the slang, bussing, slapping, all that type of shit, all that slang that we're slowly starting to hear, that shit comes from there. Now, look, I'm not saying that white dude
slap is a, that's a new one. Cause I've been
Now, I remember us using that in the military. Okay. We talked like that before. But I don't know if you were saying it before. I don't know where you were saying, if you were, or if you were influenced with us talking. Who knows?
Honestly, I probably got that from
in the military. Is a different situation. I learned a lot of shit about white dudes, and I act a little different because of that shit, too. You know, so like saving. So, yes. But still, like, military is so different. You'll see a black motherfucker doing the salsa, and a white dude fucking learn how to freestyle, and fucking somebody learn. You know, things are all mixed up there. But
you
like
get people like Gandalf.
Yes, but nevertheless, though, we culture. So now that shit is what? It's in views. It's in follows. It's in data. Who watches it? How long you stay on the screen? How long you watch it over and over again? And that shit. The servers for TikTok are here in America. TikTok is owned by ByteDance, which is a Chinese-owned company, and the servers are in America, but they send all of their shit over to China. And if you don't know,
ByteDance or Binance?
ByteDance. Okay. That's the name of the company that owns TikTok. And they, you know, I don't know if you remember the ban that Trump was trying to do and make it a American-owned company. Yeah, ByteDance is American-owned, but it's American-owned, but they're owned by China, right? It's like they just did a lateral move, and it still sends all of the server shit to China. And if you look at what happens when you post something on TikTok, or if you're using it, the data back and forth, like the little, you know, what is it called, receiver and connector back and forth
on the phone.
It's way more than any other app, you know, when you click buttons or do anything like that, because they're getting so much data from us. And they know now that much data. They're doing the same thing to Africa.
Well, Fez is fucked then, because Fez is on TikTok all the time.
Fez,
hacked his shit.
Giving that, and there's a whole, I would say there's, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. There is there could be a programming that could be coming on there. It's scary shit. It's good content, but it's addictive. And I just feel like we don't realize how much we're giving to a whole nother country that is not necessarily our friends.
So
it's pretty wild.
So if I can interject in here for a few things.
Please.
So I like to circle back to what Danny said. Why is it wrong, and why have... So I have a couple counterpoints to what you just said. The first is, when we look at a business, and if a business was going to steal all their ideas, which they do, you know, from smaller businesses, we look at it as an ethical wrongness. And this is the same society that really watches this content says, oh, big business is bad, this is bad, this is bad. But they can't look into the mirror and see when a person who's popular does this. It's all about that likability and what you will allow somebody you like to do. That's that whole psychological thing. Like, if you hate somebody, they're wearing that shirt, you're like, I hate that shirt now. But if you like a person and they're wearing that shirt, you're like, I kind of like that shirt.
Or how whenever you don't like somebody, they start stinking.
Yeah. they get musty automatically.
Mark with the smell. I swear I wasn't musty back in the
day. And that motherfucker stinks, too. I don't know. That's how it always ends.
Yeah, so I'll say with that, it's there's an ethical wrongness to it. You know, I know
absolutely.
You say
if you bring in ethics, but I'm just saying, I'm a piece of shit, right? I want to make as much money with the least amount of work possible. So I'm just playing devil's advocate, and
I absolutely I understand why people do it, but the fact of the matter is, if you were to put it into context of, hey, there's this business, it's owned by a white CEO, and they ripped off 10 small businesses owned by black CEOs or black owners, and they stole all of their stuff, and they're not even giving them any credit. You'd be like, man, that is really fucked.
Wait, you think that's ever happened?
What?
Sorry. No, sorry. That's clearly a joke.
I didn't hear what you said. You said it really quietly. What did you say?
Oh, I said, you think that's ever actually happened?
Yes. No, what are you talking about? Yeah. Rock and roll.
I was joking, man. Obviously, that's happened.
No,
I understand what you're saying. But until you implement some type of safeguard, like, there was this case I heard about a while ago that I thought was kind of interesting. There was this white dude that went and got the genealogy deal, whatever. Send your DNA in, find out what you are. And the dude apparently found out like he was an eighth black or a 16th black or something, right? And then what he did was he filed for a black business owner's whatever the fuck type of deal it is for a tax incentive. And then people were like, hey, you know, this is like, this is fucked up. Like, why would you do this? And he's like, well, you know, legally I can't, you know, it shows here that like, because it says in my DNA that I am part black, like I now am able to apply for this credit. And what the dude was trying to do was to bring awareness to it. And he's like, hey, you need to quit looking at like race and ethnicity and like look at the tax returns of the people that are doing it. Like if you have a racist system that is oppressing people, they're getting paid less, right? So why don't you look at the tax returns, tax reports, and do it based off of that? And I thought that was kind of interesting, a fucking weird way of going about it, but like it brought some awareness to it. And then like typical American fashion, we drop the ball and forget about it.
That is interesting. And I was already getting ready to laugh when you told me that. Like, I don't know why, when you were starting the story. But
I thought this was going to go, he's like, I'm 16%, you know, black. So he's like, I get to use the N-word now. And be like, oh, no.
Oh, something like that. Or, yeah, or like, no. You were Native American, so then they became a billionaire off of a casino or something like that. Like, but that sounds like a 90s movie, like Encino Man or something.
No, like, I just thought it was kind of cool that the dude went about it and then was like, hey, like, we should change this because, like, clearly it's fucked up. Like, I shouldn't be able to get something like this.
Yeah. I mean, look, the ethical part, like, of, like, whether it's originality, well, is just not valued, really, unless you, well, how you market it is what it comes down to. Junebug.
Let's talk about, too. So, Danny, you said safeguards, right? Until we have safeguards. We all understand that laws are going to find ways around it. They're going to find loopholes absolutely. And everything.
Especially if you got money.
But the reality is, society is a bigger influence. So I feel like if as a society, we can, you know, all get on the same page and move forward to like, hey, let's, you know, not, you know, start blocking unoriginal, like. And I'm not saying like, oh, it's kind of the same premise and I changed it up a little bit. Yeah, I'll get out the nuance. I'm talking about like direct copycatting.
Here's what I think. Oh, that's true. It's about marketing. Your loophole is about how you brand yourself. Junebug, I don't know if you guys know Junebug, but there's a song called Spot 'em, Got 'em. And like there was a song that everybody was doing. It was called the Junebug Challenge. And it was everywhere. It was on TikTok and on Instagram. Everyone was doing it. They were standing in different places and they were doing it. The reason why he was able to get a Reebok endorsement and all this other money was because he called it the Junebug Challenge. He named it. So the difference between everyone else that is wanting to boycott is that they named it after themselves, right? So now you, if it's just the dance that you're doing, yeah, it's the name of the song challenge, but it's not the actual person who created the song challenge. And that did open so much up for himself. Now, I'm not saying, of course, those girls, they didn't know maybe and shit like that. And it's still unfortunate. But like once you brand something as your own name, it's and people know it as that, it's very hard to steal it, even if you try and knock one little thing off. So that's I think that's a lesson to be learned there. You know?
Well, yeah. And that's just the fundamentals of primacy. The first time you learn something, that's going to be the most influence it has into you. What you think. If you learn something incorrectly the first time, it's so much harder to relearn it.
Right.
And so, and that's the thing too. You're absolutely right with the whole marketing and putting your name out there and being like, you know, here's who's to say that the second person I watched isn't the one who was copycatted from? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just assume because I saw it later, that person's copying as well. So, you know what I'm saying? It's an interesting paradox with the
dance moves are a whole mix of so many other dances that are copied.
Speaking of which, should I patent the Wipe Me Down? Like,
wow. See, that's genius.
I was thinking about that the other day because, like, we did that before these challenges were ever a thing. You remember we had the whole ball doing it.
Nope. Danny, you got to get on TikTok. And I don't think you're going to unless you're putting out videos.
Yeah. Yo, TikTok is also hyper weird on the way they're passing information too. So I don't know, dude. The algorithm's weird. It goes on what you click and what you like, I guess, but also they're sending you random stuff. And it's weird. Like I saw, look, maybe I'm learning. I don't know. The stuff that we're learning, Like some of it's good.
Both are you learning, or is it just being shoved in there? That's my thing. Like, am I learning shit, or is shit just being shoved in there? Is it my own confirmation biases? Am I like, hey, this sounds dope, I believe it.
Well, I'll also send one other thing too. Mark, you said something that was super interesting. You said that TikTok is pulling out more information than any other program, right?
Mm-hmm.
Disagree with that, not in the singularity, but Google or Amazon utilizing multiple apps to pull information from you. You everybody is aware, like, you know, Amazon or Facebook kind of were speaking, Google and Amazon were speaking. So whatever you were clicking on, whatever you were Googling or talking about, sometimes it's like, whoa, I was just talking about that and it popped into my Facebook.
Well, I think Mark's just talking about
TikTok. Well, first of all, TikTok is all the same terms and conditions. Okay.
No. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying in a singular app, I would agree with you. But in totalitarian, I would disagree with that. I think Google, Amazon, and Facebook are getting more information from us in conglomerate with all of their subsidiary programs.
For sure.
Websites.
Probably, yes.
That's their thing. Like, well, look how much they're taking at one time. It's like, you know, I don't know, I think
Mark was just talking about as far as the social media is concerned. Like, I understand that Facebook and Instagram are the same entities.
No. He has an absolute point. It's the TikTok data points. What they pull from your phone. He's absolutely right. They pull the most. But what I'm saying is, if you compare that one program pulling, you know, let's just give it a number, 10 data points every second versus 15 programs pulling out 2 data points every 1 second.
Well, yeah.
Well, the number.
Look at Google. I still trust Google's, agenda more than I trust China's agenda, though.
I mean.
Me too.
Danny, look at Google. I just said Google.
No. That's what I'm saying. I think that's why Mark knows that obviously TikTok doesn't take more data than anything in the world. Like. Who doesn't use Google search?
Right.
Every search you do gives Google information. Obviously, they're going to give you more than TikTok. I was just saying that I think Mark's talking about, in comparison to American companies, social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, all the others that were here. I think he's just saying, like, look at the Chinese one. Why does it take way more than we do? Well, I think that's all he was relating.
Mark, go ahead. You go ahead and clarify for yourself. What were you trying to say?
Well, I was just saying literally the communication that goes back and forth between the servers does many more back and forths than all the other social media apps. But I don't mean as much as, but those servers are owned for Google owned by people in America. And Alexa is creepy and it's in our, they're using it to market to us way better. And they're doing that effectively, which is scary as hell. But like, what the fuck is China doing, bro? You know, what are they doing? And I believe in my heart that this data is money. Data is money these days. We're in an age where you can make money completely from
data. You can mine money. Yeah, you can data mine.
Exactly.
Like I said, I just wanted you to clarify that point because I understood that what you were saying is in that singular app that TikTok is doing the most up and down. And I agree with you, but is a ByteDance company with China, and they're using, obviously it's a singular platform that's pulling out all that. All I was trying to do is bring the awareness of while these other ones aren't pulling as much. And I'm not talking about Google search, Danny. I'm talking about the applications themselves. They all have up and down. Obviously we all use Google search. That's one data point. But you talk about Chrome. You talk about Google Maps. You talk about all these other things. They're pulling GPS location from you. They're pulling voice information. For example, when you
facial recognition, all of it.
Dick length.
Yeah, they got dick pic filters. You're supposed to send nudies in, and then it fucking, like, you can put some program on. Like, I heard about this a while ago. You had to send in nudes that were like going to be protected by whoever you sent them to. And then upload it to like prevent you from getting your genitalia all over the web.
Dude, that was just a scam by some creep,
right?
It was just a scam to be like, let's collect these people. Let's say we're going to block it, but we're actually just collecting dick pics.
But it's like, what, hot fucking 19-year-old? You want to protect yourself? Sure.
Yeah, send it this way.
Did you hear about this group of people? They were like that, like, it was outsourced by all these, like Facebook and all these people. And they would have to watch videos to be like, this is approved content. This is, you know, this is not approved content.
Oh,
the kind of the people, no, the kind of people who ban, like, stuff like that gets uploaded, like, jihadist beheading, beatings, rapes, all of the, you know, probably porn that goes along those type of lines, just all this content. And they're the guys back there. And those guys have like the highest suicide rates and PTSD and all of this craziness that happens to them.
Bro, like, I don't know if I was telling you guys about that fucking group chat that I was in, the Marine shit that you told me got banned in the Marine Corps, Fez. You told me that shit. Okay, we don't even need to use the name of it. But like, bro, I was on there for a while, and it was gnarly. I don't know if I brought this up on here before. It was gnarly only because they were racist, transphobic, misogynistic, fucking awful, right? I probably have said this already on here, but if one dude was like, hey, my wife is divorcing me, I feel like shit, I'm broke, fucking somebody please help me, all the dudes on there would be like, where are you at? Send him money, and like then they would come to him, take a picture of him in a hotel room, and like, here's his bread, bro. We got him, bro, here. And they're taking a drink with him. It was the most hating and loving shit I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, that's kind of like, not to go back to earlier, but like when you were talking before, like the military is a different place as far as race and people getting to, you were like, I learned a bunch about white people. You do certain things that you were influenced by, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, for me, the same thing, you know what I mean? It's one of the, I feel like, just the structure of it and the fact that all of you are going to the same place to do or become the same thing. I think that that process in its own, like, helps a ton of people, because I've heard the most ridiculous stories about people that are coming from, like, the fucking South and, like, walking up and being like, hey, how do you talk to them? And they're like, what? What do you mean? Like, how do you talk to the black people? And it's like, what the fuck do you mean? How do you just talk to them, you know? And it's like the most ridiculous shit you would never think would happen. And then all of a sudden you're living together, responsible for like each other's lives. It's kind of nuts to think about being thrown into that dynamic. But I think it's like, if everybody did that, I think the world would be a better place. Or you'd just have more weird people.
Yeah, socializing, yeah, socializing is a fucking whole thing. What were you saying, Fez? I'm sorry. You have more.
I was just going to say, absolutely, that, you know, the fact of the matter is, a lot of things we come to understand is because of misinformation put out there by people with an agenda.
Ignorance and fear.
True,
ignorance
true.
And fear. Yep.
Yeah, they're weaponizing ignorance and making you fear the other side, the opposition. I feel most people, if you just converse with the other side, you're like, oh, yeah, you're a human. You're not some monster. You're not like this rainbow-haired monster that wants to take away my... You're not this hillbilly with a MAGA hat, you know, trying to, you know, be a closet racist. A lot of these people, like, I mean, that might be the outliers on both sides, but most people aren't that.
Right.
Most people are us. Willing to talk, wanting to talk. You know, I think, I definitely think that, yeah, ignorance has just been weaponized by media.
Well, yeah, and then you get raised by ignorance on top of it, you know what I mean? So it's like you were set up to fail from the start. I mean, me, I can attest to that personally, you know, like the people that were around, it's like, wow, okay, this is what everybody does and this is what everybody thinks is cool. And it's like, so eventually you start doing it because you're a kid and for some reason you want to fit in, right? So yeah. I feel like it's just a setup. Basically, and then you go into something where everybody has to be together all the time, like you're saying, Fez, and you just have conversations. You're like, oh, there's really no differences in anything.
And
whatsoever.
That's the thing I love about, you know, like a society like this where you come together, you're like, hey, man, this is going to sound like a really crazy question. Is this true? And you have to ask because you don't really know. And right now, there's not a lot of trust in the media. So it's so much easier to just ask somebody. And I think that's what I absolutely, you know, you make fun of me about TikTok. It's all of these different people are able to get the voice out. There's no gatekeepers. There's nobody, you know, like, I mean,
well, obviously there is. There's... What are you talking about? There is. They definitely take a lot of stuff down on TikTok. They delete a lot of videos.
But
they
definitely
it's Chinese,
okay,
man.
Okay,
yeah, they take
okay.
down a lot they of shit. They take down a shit lot of shit that's conservative. They take down and call it hate. They take down a lot of black shit when black motherfuckers are just like, hey, these are queens and black, or this is the history of this. They take down a lot of shit, bro. They delete a lot, bro. So,
yeah, probably still. Everything negative about the coronavirus is it
on. Yes.
Right.
So, yeah, so. It's like, why is only now? So do we want to talk about the counterculture shit now?
Might as well. You're segueing in it.
All right. So let's talk about counterculture and how. Just so for everybody to understand, well, we're talking about counterculture. Counterculture has always been, like, in reality, like the hippie movement, the civil rights movement.
Or Satanists,
bikers.
Satanists, bikers. Things that are, like, that go
big titties,
the
cocaine.
I don't think those are countercultures. But I think
they can make it.
Yeah. But like, you know, like,
people like,
you know,
counterculture sound kind of cool, but it was, bro.
You know, rock music, rap music. tagging, all of these different things have been considered counterculture. And one of the biggest things about counterculture is it wasn't readily accessible and it wasn't mass marketed. Mm. Nowadays, since everything's online,
you
I
get
feel
a thousand
like,
people what, into your biker gang in 3 days.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing too. It's that, and then companies are using counterculture as a commodity.
Man, so, okay. Now that you say that, oh yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
It's bullshit. I just look. I noticed the franchisation of what was supposed to be like a revolution. That's what I watched. I feel like I saw like.
Hold on.
When, okay, go ahead.
Can you say that line again? I just want to hear it one more time.
I saw the franchisation of things that were supposed to be like a revolution. And I mean,
dude,
like,
fucking dope.
They had like fucking Black Lives Matter lattes at fucking Starbucks. You know what I'm saying?
What?
All cops are bastards. Oil changes. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I'm not saying exactly that, but that's what it was like.
My
headed towards.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why is this trendy? It's trendy. It feels trendy. Girls that I know don't fuck with. People that I just know do not like vibe with black culture. You can tell posting, you know, saying a black. Is that really moving in a direction? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, clarify that. What do you mean people aren't vibing?
Okay. Wait, what did you ask?
I said, just clarify what you said. You said people aren't vibing with somebody.
Oh. Okay, so I say not vibing. Exactly. Okay, so a girl that... is a girl or even a dude that is obviously that what is the word totally asserts themselves within, you know, culture or within a certain cyber culture that is not and associates themselves with people that are usually definitely conservative or definitely not black, not even black adjacent, none of that stuff. Felt
what's
pressure.
A black adjacent.
Like, damn, I'm just using all these terms that you guys never heard before.
None.
Yeah, dude, okay. We're like,
fucking,
we're interested.
You soul searching. Come on, spill the knowledge.
So just like, you know, if you're somebody that for the whole time has been like, hey, like, even when it was not cool, hey, yo, like, police brutality is fucked up. Or, hey, yo, fucking jail, fucking, you know what I'm saying, the prison reform. Hey, yo, even when it was to your own detriment, before it was cool, but those people are like, okay, and it's not even always like about just color to me. It's about like class and just like, hey, black and brown people, poor white
class,
people are fucking hurt at this, a lot
thing.
More fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But so, then out of nowhere, these motherfuckers that do not associate with that at all, you know what I'm saying, that were never that, are posting, hey, Black Lives Matter. That's when I knew it was like, hey, this shit is y'all are bullshitting right now. And there's pressure to do it right now. And if you don't do it right now, people are like, if you don't post it, you're racist. And that's what makes, you know what I'm saying? That right there makes it phony and fake. And I don't need your fake allyship to be like, oh yeah, we're totally on your side. No, you're not.
Can I? Okay. So let.
I think you can go two ways with
that.
Fez, you pick one way you want to go, and I'll go the other.
Dude, I was going to say.
You could go two ways.
I think with what Mark said, it's like infinite ways.
Well, true,
you were
but
all
I'm going
place.
On
so
a
first
vague,
off,
two
first
ways.
Off, I got to understand. You said, what is black adjacent exactly? Like, I still don't understand.
Okay, so I mean, there's like, that means like you may not be totally in things that black motherfuckers think are black culture, but like, you know, I don't want to name things and just name them as black because that's not necessarily true. So prison, you know what I'm saying?
Prison reform would be, or what I'd like to say, like, you know, the systematic racism. Would that be black adjacent? Like,
I think it's systemic. I mean,
like, there's.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Systemic. Okay, systemic. Call, or just Danny. Like somebody that was not down. I don't want to use the word down. I just want to be like motherfuckers that were talking that shit before it was cool. Or like, how do I say black adjacent culturally? What a weird thing.
You know what?
Noticed. Did you make that up? I just coined that at right now. So
you heard it here first. Oh. Beginning Qualities Podcast.
Dang, I was like.
I'm coining that right now, so it's not like a known thing. I'm like saying it, but I guess I mean like somebody that was not fucking with none of that shit. Someone that you never saw post about any of the things that would be wrong by anybody. So poor okay. Mexicans, blacks, and whites, things that all motherfuckers okay. that are broke as fuck deal with. Okay. That's what I really okay. mean. So there we
gotcha,
go.
Gotcha. Okay. So I definitely, man. I like this conversation.
Can I go off what Mark was saying? I got questions.
Or interrupt me as soon as I start talking. I like that damn as well. It.
My bad. Pretty good at that.
You know what? Go ahead. I lost.
Honestly, I thought you lost your thought, and I was trying to step in. And do
I
a good
just
deed.
Started talking. How did I lose my thought?
I don't know. I'm stoned. Who knows?
Okay. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm not.
I love it. Okay. So
Mark, I pretty much get what you're saying. Like you can relate that to like a lot of things. Like for me, it was like the nerd thing, right? It wasn't cool. Internet popped out. Everybody's like, hey, this is kind of cool. And now I'm like, yo, fuck you.
Similar.
Like, similar, right? Yes. But my question is it because what has happened has made them progress? And maybe they're more aware of it. So they're now saying that.
I don't know what percentage of it is actual progression. I don't know what percentage of it
is to fit in more because it's like that's more of the culture now.
Dude, people were shaming people for not posting things. Yeah. People were saying like if your silence is consent to white supremacy, like people were saying things like that.
I was a victim of that myself. So
if you didn't post anything, even if you never post anything, I don't post none of it ever, you now are outlawed as a racist motherfucker. Now I just sat back because I'm black, so I just wanted to see how the pressure happened. But like you think that's gonna be effective? You think it's gonna be effective shaming motherfuckers for not posting something that doesn't mean shit anyway? It's not.
Being like you're part of the problem. That phrase,
yes,
is like it just doesn't fix anything.
It does not. It does not make me, if I am an ignorant motherfucker that doesn't know shit and I'm ignorant and I lean racist, but I don't know it yet, that does not help me at all.
Yeah,
that's not gonna do anything to push me in the right direction.
Well, you're right, dude. And ignorance is often like, oh, you don't know about this? Well, you're part of the problem. Like, I'm literally asking. Why is that?
No, I'm telling you, I'm stupid right now.
Right.
No. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's like, I was having a fictional conversation with the other person. But yeah, exactly. Like, you just feel like that shuts it down completely. And now they don't want to be on your side. And then the trendiness, like, we've talked about this before. It's like, you feel that not being genuine. Like, it's like, you know, when I saw, like, all the black pictures, like totally black. Black
yes,
people like,
the black page. Yes, which
yeah, the black page,
which just felt like a, which just felt like a social experiment. You know,
yeah,
it just felt like a social experiment. Is what it was.
Yeah, and it was so funny because people, you know, people were like, hey, you know, like, did you know this is going on? I don't look at my Facebook, and I don't care. I'm like, this isn't my thing. This is your thing.
Right.
You feel better about that. Like,
but it's so cool that it came out of the social media realm and asked you about it. And it probably was somebody at work, wasn't it?
It was somebody at work.
See,
yeah.
It came off of the page and came into your world and they asked you about it and said, in your real world, hey, do you know about this? We should talk about it. Are you doing it? That's powerful. That's some shit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't associate this necessarily with cancel culture. I just want to say that out loud. I want to separate those two things. I even as a comedian, I just feel like, you can say a lot of wild shit if you're fucking funny. You can say a lot. You can say really whatever the fuck you want if you can deliver it properly. So, like, there's still a lot of motherfuckers saying, like, you can still go there. You just need to fucking be better. But motherfuckers that are not funny, and look, I'll say it's maybe tippy-toey a little bit more if you're a white motherfucker, but challenge yourself. I'm still a black, straight dude, and I'm going in rooms, and, like, yeah, I think before I go on stage, like, okay, all these girls in here are liberal. How the fuck am I going to deliver myself in a way that they'll be able to, I get a laugh out of them, even though I'm saying some shit that they may not completely agree with.
Even though and I'm trying to offend people.
I'm 75-25 right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not completely there, but I will be soon. And so, like, you can't, like, you know, maybe it's harder for a motherfucker that's of the Edomite. No, I'm just saying, of a more Caucasian thing. But I just say, like, motherfuckers, you are good.
So what do you guys...
That's all I'm going to say. Sorry.
Okay. So what do you guys feel about, like, contextual collapse, or the phenomena of contextual collapsing?
I don't know what you are saying.
Yeah, I'm not privy to that info.
You just said two words together.
Okay. So contextual collapse is taking something basically out of context and never being able to find that. So, for example, something on Twitter that started like 5 days earlier, right? And it goes and builds and builds and builds. And then they move somebody takes a screenshot of that and moves it to Facebook. And now everybody looks at it, but they don't look at the starting point. They look at that end point and they don't get all the context. And because you're able to share these over multiple, you get what basically it requires a lot more information and digging. It's a whole a lot of effort because these platforms kind of
That's not a new phenomenon. I think that go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, it's not a new phenomenon, and it's not a new phrasing either. I've heard this before of contextual, like, this isn't something I like just heard of. This is something that's been around, is the context. And then I think contextual collapse, I think I heard maybe about a year and a half ago, was the issue. And, you know, it's also, you know, put in there with soundbite, like, you know, soundbite media, like, oh, they're just playing the soundbite type thing. So, yeah. So what do you guys think about?
I think that the media has always been a powerful source, an insane power source, even since fucking, who's that dude that, fuck, who's that, William Hearst, who started a whole war from it, like, you can take a picture of something and leave out one leg or leave out one knife, and now, like, the whole story is taken. So I feel like, yeah, we're seeing that a lot faster through social media, but context is a lot of things. We're not getting a lot of the story. And, you know, we're probably missing out on shit, and then now we're being forced to form an opinion about some shit that we don't even know about, and then shamed if we don't, almost. Not everybody, you could just shut the fuck up, but, like, you can always shut the fuck up, but, like, you know, it can affect more people if you're not fucking in your correct mind.
Yeah, I can see that. I think, I definitely think that, I just feel like, yeah, what you're saying, that people expect you to have an opinion, and not just an opinion on one aspect, like, I've discussed this before, where you're supposed to have an overarching opinion. It's like, whatever this issue is way more complicated than one person scrolling through social media. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have an opinion based. I feel like you shouldn't have an opinion based off one post, but people do.
Sheesh. Based off one post, man, there was this lady. Okay. I was driving Lyft, and this black lady I picked up was vibing with me, and she followed me and was like, yeah, I'm totally coming to your show. You seem cool as hell and funny. Okay. So drop her off. Now she starts following me and commenting on all my shit from a Lyft ride, nevertheless. So there was this video that was going around of these two black ladies coming after this. No, okay. There was an altercation, and this white family, like, these white ladies were arguing because they bumped a kid in the store. And so these two white ladies were like arguing with this white couple that was, like, trying to just get to their car. And they were just arguing with them. And then the white lady, who I think was pregnant, not sure, pulled out a gun, okay? And she's just like, back the fuck up, okay? Back the fuck up. And she just slips into her car, and then they drive the fuck away. Now, I was like, yo, you should not be following people places not knowing whether they can up shit on you. You don't know who the fuck, what people have in their pocket. You should not be arguing with people like that. That is not really good behavior. And like, people try to, I feel almost weird because I don't know what, some in some rooms, if I say this to some racist motherfuckers, they will totally be hype and be like, yeah, Mark, exactly. That's why niggers should die, right? And I'm like, whoa, I don't mean that, you know? But I'm saying I was like, hey, bro, I see that these two black ladies was kind of out of line. And that black lady that I gave a lift ride to was like, I was going to come to one of your shows, but now that I see how you think, I'm totally unfollowing you, right?
No way.
Yes. And so I lost a follower and a possible fan because I just said, hey, look, I think that these ladies are doing too much. And a whole bunch of people got on my page and were like, Mark, you stripping. Mark. But it's like, you follow these people and they happen to be armed. That they legally were armed. And so I don't even know what happened with that court case. But like, I really wanted to follow it. And it just like got shuffled under everything. But like, yo, to me, it was like, I, outside of color, even in this racial last time, y'all followed them and tried to make something too much and recorded it and shit. And we just got to see it. And it just seemed like, you know, it just, so when I, that's context, I'm looking at it from what I see. And I see you guys being aggressors, pointing to these people and sharp stepping forward towards them, being an aggressor. And it's just like, when do we say, hey, like,
play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Thank you. You don't know who the fuck has a gun. You should not follow motherfuckers outside about some shit. You should say, not cool, bro. Whack.
Plus, that might even be testing.
You don't know who the fuck you're saying that to. You know? Like, motherfuckers might be like, what you say? And now we're in a fucking Quentin Tarantino movie. I feel like I've been going on rants today, dude. I'm sorry, guys.
Mark, you're generally quiet, and I like it.
It's a good change of pace. I think we should just hammer them with questions and let them go.
I feel like I'm just taking a step back. So let me guys ask you a question. And this is a real question. How many websites, like, you don't have to list what you go to, but how many websites do you go to now compared to when you were, like, a kid?
Ooh, what a great question.
Wow.
I feel like
a great question.
I literally use 2 websites, Google and Amazon.
Oh, well, you a healthy man.
I mean, those are apps on my phone, so I don't.
Well, I'm sorry.
Everything can be an app, really.
It's Safari to go to Google, mm-hmm. and I use my computer because I use Honey to get me coupons on Amazon on the computer. So, yes. So
an old man and his coupons.
Well, the reason I asked that because you guys remember just randomly try to figure out a website? Like, you would just type in something like, you know, like peopleareevil.com. Let's see what happens here.
I do remember that, yes.
Yeah, and it's like, we used to explore the internet, but now we don't. We're like, stop.
Yes.
We stop at like 2 places. I feel like, yeah, like Internet Explorer used to be an apt name for what you did, but now it's just, and it was very, like as a kid, you would go and like, hey guys, I found this website. It's called this. You got to check it out. Oh man, I found this humor website. Oh, I found this yomamajokes.com and they have 10,000 Yo Mama jokes. And I was
E-bombs.
E-bombs world.
That was popping back in the day. I remember back in the Internet Explorer days, like Fez is talking about, I had there's a friend, like my best friend, one of my best friends growing up, his little brother used to play in this hockey league called the Snow Kings. And like Fez is saying, you don't have, I think this was even before like Ask Jeeves was even a thing. But he was looking on the internet to try and find the website for his Snow Kings hockey league, right? So he typed in like snowking.com and it popped up and it was dedicated, like it was like a porn site dedicated to porn while people were smoking. And it's just like up on the internet. And I remember hearing his mom, like I'm downstairs hanging out with his older brother, and I hear his mom just like,
oh my God.
And he's like the little boy and they're sitting there and he's like, what? And then we came up and realized what had happened. And I never would have thought about that. Like, you wouldn't have really had that with Google around.
Yeah, like, Google
pulling up random, like, or whitehouse.com. Wasn't that like a porn site or something back in the day?
Yes, that actually. And I remember we were at school one time and it's like, all right, you need to, do a political, political thing.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was one girl that was like, and that was like folklore amongst the young boys back then, like whitehouse.com. But we're all like, oh yeah, we're going to go to whitehouse.gov, do our paper. And one girl who was unaware of the atrocities of the internet typed in whitehouse.com. And I remember that was like, oh my God. And it was like that poor girl. She was traumatized. And
by the time I got to school, there was school blocks on all the
computers. Yes. Firewalls and school blocks, yes. And like all these things, they didn't exist back in 1995.
Y'all were sure just like cowboys.
It was the Wild West. The
internet, it was. Buddy.
Let me tell you about
it. I remember they're like, the first frontier. They hired a person to run the computer lab because nobody knew what they were doing with computers.
They had to.
Yes. And
what
kind of
dude was that? What kind of person was that dude? I need to know what that guy dude looked like.
I remember that dude. Had a skullet. No joke. Of course. No joke. And I remember there was this one time I'm sitting in computer lab and there's this girl next to me and she's like, God, what was the dude's name? I don't remember, Clark or whatever. And she's just like, Mr. Clark, Mr. Clark, Mr. Clark, Mr. Clark, and like just repeating herself over and over. And I'm just getting tired of it. I'm like, hey, Baldy. And he turns around. He's like, get out of my class now. And I got a couple Saturday schools or whatever. But the dude was like, he would look like what you would stereotype a computer geeky nerd to be, like thin, stringy hair that he was holding on to. So he's growing it long in the back and bald on top. With the spectacles and all, like
now our guy also bald, but he was like a fit dude, and I remember he made like this like he was like all about it, and he created like this. There used to be like a micro. What you brought up is the overcorrection certifications, and he was teaching high schoolers this, and like guys were getting out of high school because making $50,000-$60,000 a year.
I bet.
Because of this guy. He was all about helping people out. And yeah, were getting out, getting jobs. And like some of my friends still have like jobs in that realm because of this guy.
Isn't that funny? All they had to do was learn how to use Microsoft Word and Excel, and they're like top dogs at major companies now.
Borderline my dad, pretty much. Right? Like now, like the things that I would struggle with on the computer and ask my dad about, thinking that he was fucking Neo in the Matrix, he would just know how to copy and paste. No, I'm not gonna say it's not that bad, but he would just know how to clear cookies to make your cache, clear so you could fucking run the computer better because you have 15 million things going. But there was somebody that came to our school that was teaching us shit, and they low key taught us how to code, And they were just like, now you're gonna go in here and taught us how to code, and we made our own like little websites. And I didn't realize how deep in the game how cool that person was. It was a lady that looked very much like Andy Dick. That's what I remember. She had Andy Dick energy too. She was fucking
that's funny.
A little freaky, She would laugh at like our dirty jokes. Like we were all boys, not all boys, but we were just like saying the wildest shit. She was like, I hear you guys. Yeah. And it was like, why is this lady so cool?
That
was before teachers were banging their students so casually.
No, I think that's been going on for a while.
One more thing.
The dudes that made QAnon on 4chan, first off, the dudes that made 4chan, which made QAnon, Ron Watkins and his son Jim Watkins, which I watched the fucking HBO Max shit. They made this motherfucker. These dudes got really rich. Their first rich thing was making Pokemon, right? Which was if you accidentally were looking for Pokemon, you would actually get on a gay porn website. That's how the dudes got rich, bro. And it was like Pikachu jerking fucking off. Right? And then it was like Pikachu jerking off. That was the original logo. And you scroll down, it was straight up dudes fucking each other in the ass.
I wonder if these guys brag about it. Like, you know, like, or do they?
They're very happy with themselves.
Oh, that's funny because.
Dude, when you ask them, how did you guys get your fortune? Because they live in the Philippines now. And they're like, one dude is. Dude, if you look at these dudes, you can tell their brain has been in the computer for fucking 25 years. Like the way that their body looks. Like, remember how on South Park they were fucking playing World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
It's like borderline literally these characters. And they're just like, yeah, man, we made 4chan, which came from 2chan, which 8chan, and like blah, 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 which motherfuckers, the free internet where you can really be on it.
Is that 2chan and an 8chan?
So, oh, you want me to break this down?
There's a lot of chans.
So, in Japan...
There's more than one chan?
So, the original chan started from 2chan because Japanese made Nintendo, and that's how you would fucking... You would, like, be able to play video games on Channel 2.
I want you to continue this, but I have to say something really stupid. Okay, I hope that there's a rapper that comes out and becomes 4chans and 8chans. Wow. Because that's just funny. Because it sounds like 2chan.
Yes. Yes, there should be a rapper of that. Nevertheless,
that retarded moment.
Rap is like with the internet now, like fucking XX triple 69 or XXX Tentacion. Those look like gamer tags, which is pretty much the way you look at a gamer. You know what I'm saying? It's like all tied in. Nevertheless, though, these dudes Japanese dude made 2chan because there was a very intense laws for Japanese people, and so they made a 2chan because that was where you could play video games on a TV, and so people could talk and do on these boards. And it would be people doing normal internet shit, just like, hey, how are you? Hi. And like sending little pictures, right? It was just message boards. Well, then that motherfucker like started working with these dudes. I think it was Ron Watkins, Jen Watkins, and who's a fucking young dude that was in the military, matter of fact, in the army, working in fucking like maybe it was like intelligence or something, or maybe networks, whatever. He got out and started working with this motherfucker, made 4chan. 4chan is where motherfuckers were on there like, here's my manifesto for Muslims and why we should kill them. Like, that's what he made. Jesus. And then motherfuckers would go shoot up El Paso fucking a church there. Like, that's what it led to. But it was like, hey, why I think gays should exist. Or here's a picture of my mom's butthole. Like, it was anything you could post.
Anything.
You know? Anything. And I'm just like, freedom. I went as dirty as it can go. I'm not even going to say it, but just I'll let you use your imagination. That's what you could post on there. And so these dudes, which are hosting these sites, which people are paying a lot of money to do, to keep up, you know what I'm saying? And you can't really do anything because there's laws that keep you there. And also the servers are in another country. So what can you really do? So it's like, these dudes... like are like, we are more powerful than anything. Their philosophy on a deeper level was of the cynics, which is Seneca, which is a philosopher that fucking believes that, you know, if you believe in anything, then you're a fucking idiot type shit. If you believe in any type of ethical code, you're a retard. So that's who they mind themselves of. So when you put that in those guys' hands, that type of power, then you fucking end up with rushing the fucking Capitol. You know? Yeah.
And it's so funny. I just looked up these guys, and they're weird looking.
You know,
we're gonna post these guys' picture on. We'll put this because they're fucking weird. I wonder, like, okay, so in the 90s, what, like, computer hackers were like portrayed as like spies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like I just remember thinking like. Like, it was almost like a physical space, like these guys would go into, like, oh, we passed this firewall, and then it was, like, the cheesy, like, graphics, and they're like, let's get the files out of here, they hit them here, and then they would, like, take them. It was almost like they were stealing something physical. Or...
They were stealing something physical. They were.
Well, they were stealing data, which is technically, I wouldn't say it's physical.
It's not physical.
You can't touch it, but... You can't. But, I mean, like... In the movies, they always were. And then The Matrix came out. The movie Hackers came out. And I just always thought these guys were going to be really cool people. And, man.
They're the worst. They're every data. They're every data section in every unit across the entire forces. That's what they are. No, yeah. I don't know. What was his fucking name? We had some cool dudes. We had some cool dudes in our data. So I'm not going to act like. They weren't cool motherfuckers. Don't remember their names, though. Look at that.
Oh man, yeah, dude, that's some crazy stuff. Oh my Jesus, the maker of 8chan is the best.
Exactly. Yes.
Wait, what?
Okay, 8chan. I'm gonna copy this photo.
Screenshot. Oh no way, to you guys.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck they look like, it's very interesting and it's a big ass game. Look, I got a question. Like, man, we weren't supposed to talk about it. We'll talk about that later, but do you think there should be a place in the internet for that? Do you think that there should be a place where people can say whatever the fuck they want in the world? Should there be a pocket of the world where motherfuckers can just release their fucking darkest shit?
Interesting.
What I'll say about this is that brains that fully developed, we're just learning how the internet is affecting children. I mean, like, always a teenage boy thing for suicide. Since the advent of social media, teenage girls' suicide rates have increased exponentially. So we've already been shown that this is dangerous for children. I mean, if there's no better information than data, I think internet usage for children should be regulated. That's what I think. Now, as far as it goes for adults, I really don't have a thought on what should be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed, but I definitely think that children should be regulated on their internet use, just based on suicide rates, depression.
Being 12 and 11 yes. on the internet, sitting right? down in front of this portal that is literally anything I want that I can pull to myself. Do you remember the feelings? Like, of typing on the computer and, like, it pulling up the right in front of your
whatever
eyes.
Whatever you wanted.
I don't think that as humans, think about what we're asking. Like, just, like, that as technology, just, like, I can pull up to see. Like, first of all, sensory, seeing, what that effect that has on your brain. Like, I was alive while it became possible to literally type in anything and pull it up. Fucking whether it's apricots or buttholes, I can see it and feel it inside. Like, that's a wild...
Many varieties.
Monkeys can do that. I want to see bananas. Okay, now I want to see monkey buttholes. Okay, now I want to see humans die. How do I create a device that makes me get to the top of the food chain? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is kind of wild, bro. Really, when we think about it. We're just an animal that's able to type in whatever we want to see, or whatever we like, you know, it's nuts.
You can learn anything at your fingertips.
You can learn anything at 12. And you're only 12. So if you were like, I hate this fucking kid, how do I fucking make a gun? This kid keeps bullying me. How do I fucking poison him? You know, and I'm just, you know, my brain's going weird places, but it's just like.
You tap into a really good thing about that. It's children are a. And hormones, like the hormones aren't regulated yet, they're being introduced and it's like having an effect on your body. Your voice is changing, your body's changing,
come on,
you feel awkward,
yes,
and all of these things. And that's what I'm just saying, it's like internet,
you're just as intricate as that machine you're fucking using.
Yes, even in like, and you're in the building process. Like, imagine like you take an iPhone, it's like, oh, we're making this iPhone. Let me fucking throw whatever onto it. Let me throw glitter into it while it's being made. What's that gonna, you know, what's gonna happen to that? Of course it's gonna damage it and not.
Let me throw a heartbreak into this iPhone.
Yeah, let me throw some depression into
this. Let me scream
Samsung.
At it. You're fucking ugly, you piece of shit. let me spank it for fucking getting a B on this fucking math test. Fuck you, mom. No, I'm just playing.
Let me put this phone next to all these other pretty phones. Like, yes. Crap. Yeah, dude. It's anything you make. If you don't do it correctly all the way through, there's going to be repercussions. And that, I feel like it's the same way for children. And honestly, I'm fairly certain it's 21 and 25 is when the brains are fully developed.
24, your fucking frontal lobe. Yes, fully developed. Yep.
And I'm going to go something into, a little crazy here, but critical thinking doesn't happen until much later. You have
even
to
later than that, yes.
Yeah, and people expect these 12-year-olds to have opinions on these complex issues, and like, why don't you have that black picture on your thing yet? And you're the last one to put it on at school. Now you're that kid. You're the last one, and like, oh, now you're doing it because it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, mm-hmm. I just did it for the same reason that everybody else did, and it's so detrimental.
Oh yeah, that dude that you shared. Yeah. He has a strong storyline within the show. That's not one of the Watkins, but he was definitely instrumental in like 4chan and all that stuff. And he like, look at how he looks. His character is what he looks like. I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that, but look at the dude. Like, just
yeah, it's interesting. And I think Zuckerberg has expressed as much as a robot can.
Hilarious, a reptile.
He's like, can we all agree that weird during like the Senate hearing?
He looked like he was downloading what he needed to say. Yes, or his like, eyes were about to close from the sides.
he looked like one of those dolls that the weirdos get to fuck.
Okay, what? That was different.
What kind of dolls are you fucking?
Alright. Let me tell you. Okay, Danny.
The Zucker Fucker 5000.
Thank you, Danny. You were quiet for a second. Thank you.
He was quiet. Jeez,
it's all quiet without making the noise.
Let me talk to you about my favorite fucking show ever. And I don't know why they don't make it anymore.
I thought we were going to Sex Toys.
My Strange Addiction.
Okay, classic, yes.
There's an episode there where this dude has a doll, and it looks like the expression on his face looked like Zuckerberg during those hearings.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. He looked like plastic. He looked fake. But yeah.
Well, do you approve of Martinez now?
You could have started there. It looked like a mannequin.
Okay.
One of those weird ass dolls you fuck.
Hey, guys. Yo. Realistically, boys are more dramatic. They get up, they're like, "Oh, my life is over." And they used to go
physically. We're more physically dramatic.
Yes, more physically dramatic, and I'll say that. And when it came to this type of stuff, so like before internet and before social media,
I'm confused.
Oh no, we're just messing with Mark whispering, and he changed the subject. He's projecting onto me.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
But you actually having sex?
Oh, I have not. No, I'm not. Damn it. And I haven't.
That would have been way more interesting.
It would just be like, hilarious if I did.
Well, you're so talkative today, and I'm like, it's to distract us from the fact he's fucking.
I've been stroking this whole time.
Nice, slow, and steady.
By the way, Fez, you missed my segue into the simulation theory because you wanted to talk about Jim Carrey.
Yeah, no. We're good. I plan on holding that to next week because we figured I want to do a full simulation theory next week, and then this week is kind of like
into a whole simulation episode next week. Whether it's
This one was just our social media internet talk.
This is a great foreplay into simulation theory. Actually, I think.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I can't wait for next week because. Yeah, simulation theory has just been on my like, I think I've said it probably about like 3 different episodes now. I've kind of hinted at it.
This has been redeeming qualities. It's not how men speak, you know, that's the podcast that we're on. It's how friends speak. It's been great, you know, talking with you guys. We've had fat ass Fez, you know what I'm saying? Dick ass Danny, I'm sorry, I forgot your microphone. And musty ass Mark, man, it's been lovely, wonderful. Where do we follow you guys?
You say you forgot my macarone?
Your acronym or whatever. Your
moniker.
Moniker. There
I'm
we
sorry.
Go.
I got you. Dick and ass Danny is now going to be my new.
No. I don't want to go by it. I don't want to give him that. I'm sorry.
Dick and damn Dan.
Dick and ass Dan. That's fucked up.
Dick and ass Dan.
I don't approve that. I don't approve.
Isn't that what you
honestly
said?
If you release this, it's gonna stick anywhere. It doesn't matter. That's the power of the social media and that silky smooth voice.
That's
everybody
true.
At work's gonna refer to me as diggity ass Dan.
You're like a
don't
young
think
Morgan
you've ever
Freeman.
I don't believe that.
You're like a young Mormon, Morgan Freeman. No matter what you say, ooh, as long as it's coming through there, I love
honestly,
it.
Honestly,
he's onto something there.
I do have a picture of me in the military, and then they could find out like fucking 60 years later that I was in the military and be like, wow, this is Morgan Freeman when he was young. And then I can just be, I can just be old forever. I just need to get some moles on my face, man. Let them come, baby. Them black man moles be hidden.
And you can always find us at Redeeming Qualities Podcast on IG. You can email us at redeemingqualitiespodcast@gmail.com. And Mark, go ahead and plug your other stuff.
Rossfar Unicorn, Sad Boy Marco, Fresh Jays Podcast. Aqua Philosophy. It's been delicious.
It has been delicious. And guess, dude, I have enjoyed this conversation so much. This is really fun. So thank you guys.
Peace.
Love you, buddy. Bye. Yo, no. Did you ever see the picture of Zuckerberg with the sunscreen and he's like on a hydrofoil or whatever?
Dude, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Like sunscreen all over his face.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, like it was like his response to like Bo Burnham's like Jeff song.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Like that dude, Bo Burnham inside. He's like Zuckerberg and somebody, you know, can suck a fucking dick, Jeff. Like he like makes fun of them.
I haven't watched Bo Burnham inside. I feel shame, but I heard it's great. Is it great?
It's great. It's great.
Damn, Bo Burnham. Okay. Fuck, you're good.
Yeah, he even his older stuff is just so on the nose. He's very good at
Let's hit up his DMs.
Dude, I'm fucking trying as hard as I can to get us cool fucking comedians, okay? I'm trying, dude. Okay? No,
I want to meet your friend, Alexa God.
I mean, she would jump on the podcast. She would definitely jump on this. And she's fucking open-minded and cool as fuck. Yeah. She really would do it.
I just want to talk shit with her. She seems like she's... Honestly, she had this little joke about her jawline and like being mistaken as a tranny. I busted up laughing, and I got to meet her.
She has some bars, bro. She really does have some shit. Mm-hmm. And a cool-ass story, too.
So, I remember I was going with that. I was actually saying that Zuckerberg and other people have actually kind of came out and said that they were a little bit, you know, ashamed of what was able to happen. And they have that whole, like, there's a documentary on it where a guy that works at Google and he's trying to do a whole shift in things in what's allowed. And there's some guilt to the algorithms that they made. They're like, hey, we just made this line of code to do a job and we did not realize the repercussions it would have.
And $1 billion. And I'm not gonna feel guilt for fuck all.
No, you talk about the social platform or something like that.
Yes.
I think it's called the social platform.
Yeah, or the social is something. I watched that shit too.
The social dilemma.
I think is that it was a social dilemma. It was that.
Yeah.
Man, fuck these motherfuckers, man. They don't feel bad, bro. What they crying on a yacht?
You know exactly. Which house you crying in tonight?
Can you tell me where the directions to cry on a yacht? Because I'll cry on a yacht. I will.
You don't think
that's what I'm saying? Give me $1 billion. I'll tell you. I feel bad for what I did. I do not feel bad.
I don't. I think that guy left his job at Google and was like going.
Good
like,
on him. Did he give up all the money he made?
Yeah. What's the severance pay? Tell me that.
Yeah. Well, I think he was. I think he was using the money that he made to make awareness to the social dilemma.
That was a great movie. That was a great movie. It was great. So it was informative and badass.
And it's also the information where I got where girl suicides had been increasing. I didn't remember exactly where that had came from, but it came from that movie.
Well, look, they wanted equality. No, I'm just playing. But like, I feel.
Feminism at its finest. I love it, Mark. You are a man for the ladies. I love it.
Yeah, I do. I really believe. No, I'm just saying. But I say, like, the game is to be sold, not told. No, I really do think that movie was really good. And, like, it did, like, talk about how I felt manipulated. I felt emotionally manipulated after watching that. Like, damn, you know what I am craving to see, or you think, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether I'm moderate or leaning or whatever I am, and you send me that and send other people what, you know, whatever. Post, I think about when I post something that's not necessarily like of the trendiest and how it travels, or I'll do an experiment and post something that is trendy and watch how many people see it, you know?
I'm gonna pose a question to you then. What do you think about the psychologist who I'm not sure if that's a psychologist take a Hippocratic oath, which I know within the Hippocratic oath, one of the first parts of it is first do no harm. And I wonder if you participate in that, if you should be able to continue to practice as a psychologist, because you have done a ridiculous amount of harm to so many people throughout the world. I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Wait a minute.
Honestly, I'm lost.
Yeah, yeah. You said what you're something on that, if you've done a ridiculous amount of harm, you're what?
Okay, so I don't know if psychology... Do you guys know what the Hippocratic Oath is?
Yes, yes.
Okay, one of the lines in the Hippocratic Oath is, first, do no harm. So no matter what you do, the first thing is, you shouldn't make a situation worse for a person. That's part of the Hippocratic Oath. Now, I don't know if psychologists take the Hippocratic Oath. They are considered doctors to help wellness. But if you participated within these, like, these different apps or like slot machines or anything that increase addiction and, you know, cause life-changing and life-threatening issues for people, should you be allowed to continue practicing, or should you get your license taken away?
Oh, you know, well, I think that I don't know if they take the Hippocratic Oath. It's hypocritical. Yeah.
You know,
right? It's hypocritical because, like, don't do no harm. Well, I have to cut inside you, right? That's already some harm. Or what if what I'm doing doesn't really help you? Like, so then what, I just feel shame if you die? But you, in order to be a cop, or in order to be a doctor, you're doing things that are like, you're making these decisions that are affecting people, but you think it's good on whatever your virtues are. Yeah, you can be along with the ethics codes of other people, but let's be honest, like, still, even though we still are going up against our own ethical virtues and code, you know?
So here's the thing. Psychologists do not swear any oath to do no harm.
Well, so they just been fucking people up. Keep that side out. And how does that make you feel? I think we're going to realize that that's a bogus-ass question.
What do you mean? What? Which part?
How does it make you feel? I'm just saying, like, it's probably like a mind fuck.
How does it make who feel? You guys or me? Or,
no, he's talking about like when a therapist is like,
"Are you okay?"
How does that make you feel? Damn. Sorry, I was so lost.
You were ready for me to like be a therapist for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want.
It's not your fault, Fez.
Mark. To be quite honest,
you have to let it go.
I'm just tired of people stealing that content. That's all I want to say.
Man,
people
I hate
copycatting us. All 11 of you listening.
You know what? First of all, you guys remember in Afghanistan, I came up with the idea for the Doritos Locos Tacos.
I do remember that. I do remember that.
Thank you, Mark. I want to be validated for that.
Yeah, you really did.
Those shits came out like a year later, and I'm like, fuck this. Where's my check?
Yeah, but like, you didn't have none of the resources in order to make that happen.
Well, exactly. That's what sucks about being poor, man.
So poor or connections. Poor or not. If you just had one dude within the group. Yeah, one correction. It's like, how would you have known young that you needed to build a relationship with like the Doritos people? You
know, I'm stupid for just not talking to Taco Bell or Doritos in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah, you should have had a picture of them.
You know what? That very moment made me go buy this book called How to Sell Your Ideas With or Without a Patent.
I love
because
it.
Because I was like, dude, I've had so many ideas where I'm like, man, I can make a lot of money. How do you do that? And I think that, like, if I were to have a dream job other than a podcast co-host, it would be I don't even know what my dream job would be, honestly. Fuck it. I don't want to work ever. I just want to talk and get money.
Yeah, that's kind of all of our dreams. I don't know. I think people are meant to toil. I think we have to have a purpose. And if we don't have a purpose, we're just dying early.
Damn.
Wow. Glass half empty type, huh?
Yeah.
That's the end of the podcast. I don't know what to say to that.
Thank you for joining us here. Dang. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go dark with that.
I know. You're like,
it's true,
that's
though.
That's okay.
It's true, though. I do believe that. I mean, whether you're dying physically or dying inside, you know what I'm saying? What's your purpose? Because, look, if you have a purpose, most likely it's going to live on beyond you. What purpose would not live on beyond you?
Like, I don't think it matters.
Yes.
Everybody came out when Jim Carrey was like, yeah, this nothing matters. Everybody's like, he's lost his mind. I'm like, but actually, I think I can understand what he's getting at, because, like, we're all living in a simulation anyway.
True. Do you remember, like, when he was on that Jimmy Kimmel show? I just found out like recently, through the TikToks, just so you know, I'm just giving all my data to China. that somebody who was there was like, yo, they put those laugh tracks in there. None of us were laughing. It was so weird, and they still aired it because
what?
Yeah, so people, like, they're pretending, like, people were laughing, and everybody's like, what the hell is going on? And he was, he wasn't antagonistic. He was just like, hey, this is all, you know, you guys work for the government. You're distracting everybody. He's like, you know what you're doing, Jimmy. You work for them. You tell everybody what they want you to do.
Once you become TikTok, a big enough platform. TikTok said that there was laugh tracks inputted.
Yeah, there's somebody, or I'm sorry.
Can I just say it's scary that you're not the only person, but I've heard a lot of people be like, you know what I learned on TikTok? And dude, I'm like, you know what I learned on TikTok? You know what I learned? I'm like, who is fact checking or doing anything?
Mm. I actually
now think about kids on TikTok.
A whole generation.
Off of TikTok,
a whole generation.
Yeah.
Look, there's Gen Z. Who's beneath Gen Z?
Idiocracy is sooner than we think.
Oh, my gosh.
Gen A is out.
There was a girl screaming. There was a girl in her car screaming about how many inhalers she had and how she wanted to put everybody to put on masks and how many kids she had. And then she, like, said the math wrong on, like, her husband being sick and how old her son was. And, like, all the shit, she was just screaming, and she was, like, a little overweight and, like, whatever. I'm telling you details that may matter or may not. I don't know. But, like, first off, me even seeing this, and then also what the comments were, was just, like, just what is that? What is that? I don't know. She's like, put on your fucking mask! You know, in her car.
Yeah.
And, like, sitting there with a camera. Okay, so you set your camera up to have a meltdown? You know what I'm saying? What?
Yeah.
You had enough wherewithal to catch it. Yes.
Yeah, I do want to go back.
I wonder what take that was. Was that take three, you know?
What you said, Danny, is people, like, I definitely agree with you that people should be following it up. And this wasn't a TikTok thing. I saw it on TikTok. It doesn't mean it came from TikTok.
Guys, don't do that. That's not how it sounds.
I know we don't have the luxury of a fucking silky smooth voice, though, Mark.
Yeah. We have like a little bad voice. Just spread the cheeks and lick. Just spread the cheeks and lick.
I've had a lot of sex while we've been doing this podcast.
Really? Have you?
No, I haven't. But what would you think if I did? What would you?
I mean, nothing.
Honestly. I
would
say,
be impressed, because I can't, Mark, do two things at once.
I would just say
I got ADD, bro.
I'm impressed with how not out of breath you are. Because the older I get, the more out of breath I am during sex.
You're out of breath, bro. Are you fucking able to run like that? I'm scared. Right?
what if he's just not doing any of the work?
But what the fuck is fucking? Yeah, that's because you got that. That's because you got that strong. That's what it is, Martinez. Yeah. You're doing more work than we are. Get it all in there.
Yeah. So I guess
Are you just gonna change the subject? No. Martinez has a huge penis. No.
Yeah, it's giant.
I'm joking. I don't know what he does. Sorry. Am I embarrassing you?
Hibachi restaurant too.
No, I have no embarrassment about it. I'm pretty proud of what I got.
Wait, are you packing?
No, I'm not packing. I'm not like.
No, crazy. Dude, it's big, bro. It's big, dude. Don't let him talk it down.
No, it's.
Whoa, you guys been sharing dick pics?
Have you ever seen a yoga profile? No,
no. Wait, what?
Have you ever seen a Swiffer? A Swiffer jet? I'm just like, name. Have you ever seen an iron unplugged? Well,
Danny, this is all I'm going to say. Is I treat it like I treat a towel. I fold it 3 times and then I put it in my underwear.
So Fez is just packing, huh?
Yeah, dude, he's been treating us like normal, bro. But he's been fucking Thor.
I just, you know, I wanted to say something, but in my spare time, Danny, I refer to you as a little dick peasant. I'm like, this little dick peasant, how dare he interrupt me?